Welcome to the Motor City Sports Rundown. Today is Sunday, May 3rd, 2026, and we have reached the two greatest words in all of sports, Game 7.
It truly does not get any better than this, especially when you consider exactly where this Detroit Pistons team was just a few days ago. They were down 3-1 to the Orlando Magic. The season was essentially on life support, and the entire city was bracing for a historic first-round collapse.
It has been an absolute roller coaster of a week. You think about the 60-win regular season, the massive expectations placed on this roster, and then suddenly staring down the barrel of an epic exit to an 8-seed. But Cade Cunningham and this team dug deep, went on the road, erased a 24-point deficit in Game 6, and forced this decisive matchup.
They really did. And now they have the ultimate reward, which is a winner-take-all game on their home floor at Little Caesars Arena. The momentum has entirely shifted, but as we know, anything can happen in a Game 7. The pressure is immense on both sides, and there are some massive variables at play today.
Today, we are dedicating the bulk of the show to breaking down every angle of this matchup. We have major injury news out of Orlando that completely alters the tactical landscape. We are looking at the psychological warfare after Orlando's wild Game 6 offensive collapse, and we will dig into the numbers to see where the betting lines are settling.
It is going to be a highly stressful, highly entertaining afternoon of basketball in Detroit. The stakes literally could not be higher for this franchise. So let's get right into our first main topic and break down the biggest news heading into tip-off.
We are starting our coverage with a piece from the Daytona Beach News Journal piece titled, "What Channel is Magic vs. Pistons on Today? Game 7 Time, TV Schedule." And while the article lays out the broadcast details, tip-off is at 3:30 p.m. Eastern today at Little Caesars Arena, broadcast nationally on ABC. The biggest takeaway from this report is a massive piece of injury news. Orlando Magic forward Franz Wagner has officially been ruled out for Game 7 with a calf injury. That is an absolutely devastating blow for the Orlando Magic, and you cannot overstate how much that alters the geometry of this game. Franz Wagner is not just a role player. He is a foundational piece of their offense and a primary playmaker. In a high-pressure road Game 7 environment, taking him off the chessboard completely changes what head coach Jamal Mosley can run. Exactly. Wagner provides that crucial secondary shot creation alongside Paolo Banchero. Without Wagner out there to relieve the pressure, the Pistons' defense can afford to hyper-focus on Banchero. They can send aggressive double teams, shrink the floor, and force Orlando's role players to beat them from the perimeter, which is something they failed to do down the stretch in Game 6. And we have to talk about the pressure on the Detroit side of the equation. Yes, they have home court advantage, and yes, they have the momentum after rallying from a 3-1 series deficit. But let's not forget the context of this season. This Pistons team finished the regular season with a 60-22 record. They secured the number one overall seed in the Eastern Conference. If they lose this game, it is a colossal organizational failure. That is the undeniable subtext of this entire afternoon. The article highlights that the Magic are attempting to become only the second 8-seed in the last 14 years to eliminate a first seed. For Detroit, falling victim to that kind of historic upset, especially after winning 60 games, would cast a very dark shadow over everything they accomplished from October to April. The regular season success essentially evaporates if you get bounced by the 8-seed in round one. Which brings us directly to Cade Cunningham. He has been the absolute engine for Detroit in this comeback. The Daytona Beach News Journal piece notes how he essentially willed them to victory in Game 6. But the question is whether he can maintain that incredibly high level of production and usage under the intense, suffocating scrutiny of a Game 7. It is the ultimate test for a franchise player. Game 7s are notoriously ugly. The whistles get swallowed, the pace slows down to a crawl, and it usually devolves into isolation basketball where you just need your best player to go get a tough bucket against a set defense. Cunningham has shown he can do that, but doing it for 40-plus minutes when the entire opposing defense knows you are the primary threat is a different animal entirely. And without Wagner, Orlando might actually lean harder into a defensive, muddy style of play. They know they likely cannot win a shootout without his offensive production.
So their best path to victory is dragging Detroit down into the mud with them. They will try to make this a rock fight, and Cade has to be prepared for an incredibly physical afternoon, where every screen and every drive is contested.
The national television audience on ABC is going to be treated to a fascinating tactical battle. Can Jamal Mosley scheme up enough offense without his star wing? And can JB Bickerstaff ensure his team doesn't buckle under the immense weight of those 60 regular season wins? Finding the balance between playing free and recognizing the stakes is going to be Detroit's biggest hurdle.
Moving on to our second deep dive, we are looking at a piece from Sports Illustrated titled Magic vs. Pistons Prediction, Odds, and Best Prop Bets for NBA Playoffs Game 7. This article really digs into the statistical anomalies of Game 6 and what they mean for today's matchup, specifically highlighting a truly staggering number from Orlando's performance. Staggering might be an understatement. According to the SI piece, the Orlando Magic set an NBA playoff record in Game 6 by missing 23 consecutive shots over a 12-minute span. Let that sink in for a moment. 23 straight misses. 12 full minutes of game time, which is an entire quarter's worth of basketball, without seeing a single field goal go through the hoop. It is historically bad futility, and you have to wonder about the psychological toll that takes on a roster. When you experience a team-wide shooting slump of that magnitude on your home floor with a chance to close out the series, how do you mentally recover from that just 48 hours later on the road in a hostile environment? That is the million-dollar question. It is the basketball equivalent of the yips, but spread across an entire roster. Every time a player catches the ball on the perimeter, there has to be a little voice in the back of their head remembering that 12-minute drought. If the Magic come out and miss their first three or four shots today, the panic could set in very quickly, and the rim is going to look like it has a lid on it. Conversely, the Pistons have to be riding an incredible high. They overcame a 24-point deficit in that Game 6 victory. Cade Cunningham dropped 32 points and looked completely unbothered by the elimination pressure. The SI article points out that Cade's high usage rate was the primary engine for the comeback, and the prediction models lean heavily on him sustaining that today. And there is another massive layer to this game that Sports Illustrated brings up, which is what waits on the other side. The winner of the series will advance to the Eastern Conference semifinals to face either the Toronto Raptors or the Cleveland Cavaliers, starting on May 5th. But for both of these franchises, just reaching the second round carries massive historical weight that goes far beyond this single season. Absolutely. The article notes that the Pistons are looking to reach the conference semifinals for the first time in 18 years. 18 years! An entire generation of Detroit basketball fans has grown up without seeing this team advance past the first round. The building is going to be electric with anticipation. Meanwhile, the Magic are trying to snap a 16-year playoff series win drought of their own. Someone's agonizingly long drought is going to end today, and someone is going home completely heartbroken. When you factor in Orlando's 23 consecutive missed shots, the 24-point blown lead, and the fact that they are now playing on the road without Franz Wagner, it is very easy to see why the momentum feels entirely one-sided right now.
It feels like all the momentum, all the statistical trends, and all the health advantages are firmly in Detroit's corner. But as any seasoned sports fan knows, Game 7s rarely follow the logical script. The Pistons have to come out and actually execute. They cannot afford a slow start, because if they let Orlando hang around and find their confidence early, that 18-year drought could very well extend to 19.
All right, before we let you go get situated in front of the television for tip-off, let's hit a couple more quick notes surrounding this massive matchup in our roundup.
Let's keep it moving. The clock is ticking down to 3:30, and the anticipation is absolutely off the charts.
According to a preview from ABC News titled Pistons Magic Set for Game 7 Matchup, the betting lines have officially settled, and the Detroit Pistons are entering this afternoon as a relatively low 202.5 points.
8.5 points is a remarkably large spread for a Game 7 in the NBA playoffs.
Vegas is clearly factoring in both Franz Wagner's absence and the psychological damage from Orlando's offensive collapse in Game 6. As for that 202.5-point total, I would absolutely lean toward the under in a game where every possession will be a grind.
Finally, Major Wager's piece titled Magic vs. Pistons Match Player Stats highlights just how bad that second half was for Orlando in Game 6. The Magic managed to score only 19 total points in the second half, missing 37 of their 41 field goal attempts after the break.
19 points in an entire half of playoff basketball is almost mathematically impossible unless you are actively trying to miss. If Orlando does not find some semblance of early offense today to build their confidence, this game could turn into a blowout very quickly. The Pistons just need to keep their foot firmly on the gas pedal from the opening tip.
That is going to do it for today's edition of the Motor City Sports Rundown. We are just hours away from what could be a defining moment for this era of Detroit Pistons basketball. Get loud, Detroit! If you are lucky enough to have a ticket to Little Caesars Arena, that building needs to be absolutely deafening from the moment the doors open. Enjoy the game, everyone! We will be back tomorrow to either break down a massive, historic series victory and preview the second round against Toronto or Cleveland, or, well, let's just hope we are talking about the second round. Thanks for listening, and go Pistons!